My name is Christy Barnwell. I'm an associate professor of history and the vice president of UIS United Faculty Union. Every year, the campus does an analysis of where our wages sit compared to other universities and campuses of similar size and profile. And every year, we come up well below the median for professors' salaries at every rank. So faculty here are, the last I checked, we were ranked 11th out of 14 comparable sort of small-sized Midwestern universities. So we're well below the median in terms of what faculty get paid. Western Illinois, Eastern Illinois, those faculty members are all making much more than us. So a faculty member at a comparable rank as I am would be making around $10,000 more a year than I am. We have faculty members who've been here for 10, 12, 15 years who are making in the mid-50s and haven't seen any significant raises in 10 years.
Okay, so let's talk about administrator salaries. What range are they in?
Our highest executive within the academic affairs is the office of the provost. Our interim provost is making $193,000 a year. Our chancellor, who is a vice president of the U of I system and sort of the public representative on campus here, she makes $288,000 a year. So administrative salaries have been growing. This is part of a national trend that we've seen, is the growth of administration and the growth of administrative salaries comparable to actual resources dedicated to the main mission of a university, which is direct education. Faculty salaries on this campus have been remaining stagnant for 10 years. In the meantime, administrative salaries have been skyrocketing.
So the administration has given themselves raises?
So the university uses a campus wage program, which is meant to sort of apply to everybody on campus. So administrators are eligible for these campus wage programs, as well as staff and so on. But because we're negotiating a contract, they've decided not to apply that wage to us.
Okay, so you've been negotiating for more than a year?
It was a year in October. I think we've been negotiating about 18 months. Let's see, in December, President Killeen sent out an email stating that there would be a mid-year wage program available to faculty and staff at the university unless their raises were governed by a contract. We don't have a contract because we've been negotiating for 18 months and are not near being done yet. So we're not eligible as tenure-track faculty. We're not eligible for raises. That's the university's position. We sent an email in December asking if they would be willing to work with us to talk about applying that wage program to us. And then we've sent a follow-up email in January, but they did not respond. Neither the chancellor nor the president responded to our emails.
How many people are we talking about?
It looks like about 160 to 162.
What reason are they giving you? I mean, are they saying that it's the state budget impasse?
No, they actually haven't invoked the state budget impasse as a problem for negotiations. We haven't even started talking economics. We're talking about policies that have been the policies that we've been living under for decades that we just want preserved in a contract. We want them to respect the tenure process and recognizing how it is that faculty's achievements are sort of determined and whether or not faculty are meeting the bars that they need to meet to stay on campus. We're just asking them to preserve the policies that we already use. Before UIS became a U of I school, we were Sangamon State University. And that campus was organized under the University Professionals of Illinois, UPI 4100. And they had a contract that was supposed to go through 96-97 academic school year. But that year is when they were folded into the U of I system. The union was disbanded, and the terms and conditions of our employment were turned into a faculty personnel policy that guides how we're appointed, who serves on what committees, sort of determines our day-to-day life within the university. So really what we've been trying to do is preserve those policies, which came out originally of a contract from 20 years ago. We're not asking for all kinds of new and amazing things. We're asking for the preservation of these policies that were actually well established since the last contract in the 90s. So, you know, there have been tweaks over time, but we're just trying to preserve what we've been living under for the last 20 years. The chancellor has said over and over again that she wants this contract done soon, but her team of negotiators does not seem to be pressing on that issue or does not seem to be moving forward. We're getting frustrated with papers getting lost across the table. Sometimes the lead negotiator calls in sick on their side. Sometimes he cancels or wants to leave early because he's got other things, even if dates have been on the table for a long time. On this campus, we don't offer many classes on Fridays because our students work. They have internships and those kinds of things. It doesn't make sense for us to offer classes on Fridays. So an obvious time for us to negotiate is Fridays. And for several months, all of our appointments for full day sessions were scheduled for Fridays. But then when we went to schedule appointments for negotiation sessions for this semester, they started saying they couldn't meet on Fridays. They needed to throw in some Mondays, and which are times when we're supposed to be teaching. And it seems needlessly complicated to just get dates on the calendar.
How do papers get lost across the table in the age of email?
We've been asking them to send us email files for a while now, and that doesn't happen on a regular basis.
Does it happen at all?
Sometimes. Sometimes we get emails. Today we got some files by email. In the past, we haven't. There's no rhyme or reason that we can discern. We are really excited that non-tenure track faculty are getting a raise. They're not organized, so they're not under a contract. So we do know that non-tenure track faculty, who are some of the most vulnerable, are getting raises.